FM 101.5, broadcasting live out of the University of Manitoba.
Yeah.
That is called the station ID.
Yeah.
Which I had to do manually today.
Yeah, because we're having experienced a little bit of technical difficulties.
A little technical difficulties on our side.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. Jared is putting on his red underpants as we speak.
Yep.
He is the trusty leader of the good ship UMFM. He's going to swoop in and save the day.
Yes.
I don't know when.
Sometime.
But he has acknowledged us. It's like when you see Spider-Man. I guess Spider-Man. You're like, hey, Spider-Man. And he's like, hey, I'll come right back around.
Yep.
So we're fine. You guys don't know there's issues, but there's an issue. That's why you had no no theme music, no station ID, legal ID, but that's fine. We could sing the theme song.
I got my pocket.
I got my pocket. Yeah, no, let's not sing the theme song. So anyway, welcome to the show.
Yes.
We got Captain Dan.
Ahoy, mateys.
I'm calling you Cap'n now.
Cap'n.
Cap'n. I'm Penny Lane, and we've got another one of what I originally thought was going to be our three-part Christmas special. Now it's a four-parter, yeah. Because you seriously want to, like, torture me.
No. Yeah.
I'm joking.
That's what I'm here for.
That's why I love you. It's it's like, I can't remember the name of that therapy where you just, I think it's exposure therapy, where you just cram it down a person's throat until they accept it. No, it's fine. I like it, and it's okay. Anyway, this show I really like.
Yeah.
Because it's Motown Christmas.
Motown, soul.
So excited. I love this stuff. You opened it up with two great tracks.
Yeah.
From the Phil Spector Christmas album.
Yeah.
First is Darling Love doing Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. And the Ronettes with Silent Night. I was doing some reading about... Did I say Sleigh Ride? What did I say?
You said Silent Night.
By the Ronettes. God. Is that coffee, like, was there caffeine in that
coffee? I don't think
there
was anything in those coffees.
I don't think so either.
We had Sleigh Ride by the Ronettes.
Thank you.
And then we finished it off with Silent Night by Sharon Doan's.
Yeah, see, no caffeine.
Sharon Doan's and the Jap Kings.
Then the Jap Kings. Oh. Anyway, I was reading about, do you know, like, Darling Love's story?
No.
It's a really cool story. There's a movie out there called, I think it's 20 Feet from Stardom, which is a documentary about some of the world's most famous backup singers. It's phenomenal. Won a bunch of Oscars. We should definitely check it out when you have a chance. But one of the people it talks about a lot is Darlene Love. And I had to remind myself. I was like, what was her? Why? Like, there was something about her. So I had to look it up because I couldn't remember. So she was a backup singer and never really got the credit she was due. So she sung lead on Christmas Baby Please Come Home. She sung lead on what's the song? Let me see. You know the song He's a Rebel?
Yep.
He's a Rebel. Okay, so Phil Spector loved her voice, had her sing lead on He's a Rebel, released it as The Crystals. So she didn't get any credit. The Crystals was a group of like 16-year-old girl group, white girl group, I believe. That he just was like, well, I'll just put it out as The Crystals. It's like, no. he did that quite often with her. She would come in, record a song, and he'd be like, awesome, put it out under a different name, whether it was The Crystals, he did it. There were a couple other groups. Bobby Bisock and the Blue Jeans was one. He made up these names and just put the songs out, but not as Darling Love. So what this did later on in her career is she couldn't get any royalties.
Yeah.
She was kind of bound by copyrights. She couldn't perform the song. She couldn't do anything with them. Jeez. So Phil Spector kind of fucked her over. So remember you saying, like, Phil Spector, as a joke, what a nice guy. He really was a dick.
Yeah.
So the nice thing is this documentary came out. It kind of kickstarted, you know, told her story. She sued for the copyrights to those songs and the royalties, and she got it. So a lot of those, you know, early 60s songs you hear, it may not be who you think singing it.
Yeah.
So anyway, check if you have not seen 20 Feet from Stardom. It's a great documentary. So we'll have to check that out. Yeah, it's super. I haven't seen it in a while. That's why I was like, oh, what's her story? Got to look it up. But it's really great. Speaking of another interesting story, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, who you finished off the set list with. Sharon Jones was discovered probably when she was in her 40s or 50s by Dap Tone Records in New York. And her story was, she's been singing since she was a teenager, but she was always told she was too ugly to make it. And the woman has an amazing voice. I think she's beautiful inside and out. I loved Sharon Jones. But that was, you know, in the 60s when it was all about the look, right? Like the Ronettes and the Supremes, and she didn't fit that mold. They were like, nope, we don't care how good you are. Nope. But she kept at it. She had amazing success later on. And she's fantastic. I love her. Miss her. She was one of my favorite concerts I ever saw. And I can see that Jared is on the Good Ship UMFM.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jared.
I've seen that reflection in the window.
No, oh, in the window.
Been behind you there. I'm just like, what the heck?
I'm like, the computer's moving on its own. It's the ghost. No, it's Jared. Thank you, Jared, if you can hear me.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you. So anyway, just some fun stories that I don't know if you knew about Sharon Jones.
I knew that. I remember hearing that she had just come into, I guess, fame and fortune later in life. You know,
After she's been like trying and trying and trying for years and just never. It's kind of a good story to, personify dedication and just keeping at it and screw what people say.
Yeah.
Goddamn people. Goddamn you, Phil Spector. Anyway, as much as I hate Phil Spector, you can't deny what he did for music. Like,
yeah.
I struggle with that. But anyway, good stuff. I'm going to, okay, I can still, I had to check that I can still control half of the computer here as Jared's fixing the rest. I can. So we can stop talking now.
Okay.
So we're going to continue on with some more fantastic, soulful Christmas music.
Yes.
This is a classic by the Drifters, which you all heard a little bit of because I accidentally kind of played it. But this is White Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. Then I am dreaming of a white Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days, be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white. Christmas Eve.
you once and then some more. And wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
And such happiness in the coming year.
So and so, man, melody. I'm a lucky so-and-so. The bell's gonna ring for me. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of my fans. Have a good cheer. Good God, I got a heart full of love for the whole wide world, and a little special love, a little soul for girl. I get this feeling every now and then. Gotta get ready, bring a new year in. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All good cheer. There's one more thing that's been so nice to me down through the years, and I'll always remember you. Well, I'll never forget. You bought my records, you come to see my show. That's why James Brown love you so. You come to see my show, that's a debt that I'll always owe. Come to see my show. See you Christmas. Come to see my show.
I did see his show.
See my show.
It's so funny when I think back. I had a friend in high school who was like music obsessed. Even before I was music obsessed, he kind of got me into it. And he was always like, we got to go to this concert, this concert, this concert, this concert. And I was like, enough, dude. But James Brown was playing the ballpark in Winnipeg.
Okay,
it was like late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. And he's like, James Brown. And I'm like, I knew Sex Machine. That was really it that I was familiar with. I'm like, oh, I want to go see James Brown. He's like, you want to go see James Brown? So I went and I saw James Brown. One of the best concerts of my life. I remember going out there and I'm like, I love James Brown. He's like, yeah. Like, who doesn't love James Brown? So that was
James Brown.
James Brown with a Soulful Christmas. Before that, my man. After you. I mean, you're my man.
Yeah.
But
Otis.
Otis Redding. Merry Christmas, Baby. Probably one of my favorite Christmas songs, really. And I mean, I don't have many, but Stevie Wonder's What Christmas Means to Me. It's so like, it stands alone as not a Christmas song because just the tone of it.
Yeah.
It's so good. So good. And then started that off
with the Drifters.
Those Drifters with
White Christmas.
Why I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Like, it's so silly, but I love it.
Yep.
This is a good show. This show's making me happy. You organized this one.
Yep.
As you did the one before.
Yep.
But be warned.
Next week,
I'm taking the freaking reins, and you guys are gonna hate me. You were listening to some of the songs. I was
the weird, the elite.
There's nothing elite about that set list. I basically Googled weirdest Christmas songs, and that's what I'm playing.
It's gonna be an awesome show.
It's gonna be weird. I don't know. I mean, I used to, before I even met you years ago, my Christmas show was I would just play the Beatles Christmas record on this show.
Yeah.
From beginning to end, or as long as it would last for that hour. So once I started playing some Christmas music, I was always looking for the weird stuff. So I'm looking for more weird stuff.
And then the final week.
The final week.
We have more of a jazzy, loungy kind of
which
vibe.
I love. Yeah. I do love a good crooner Christmas, you know, like some Bing.
Jeff Goldblum.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious.
I've really fallen in love with Jeff Goldblum.
Right? He's pretty cool.
He is. Yeah. He's weird, but he's like eccentric weird, but like so endearing. Like you sent me this video of him trying Pocky for the first time, and I was like, this man, like, he's a treasure.
Yep.
He's so adorable.
Protect Jeff Goldblum at all costs.
At all costs. And then I was like, hear me out. Next Jeff Goldblum.
You said Nicolas Cage.
I did say Nicolas Cage. He's like the right amount of weird where it's like it teeters.
Yeah, I think he teeters quite a bit.
Well, he's definitely leaning more. But you know what I mean? Like Jeff Goldblum was always that weird, like he teetered.
Yeah.
Mark my words. Give Nick Cage another 10 years. It's the next Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Okay. So we are like in the thick of Christmas time now, I think. Like or holiday season, I should say. Not everybody celebrates Christmas. Yeah, that's
you
cool.
You got two more weekends to do your Christmas shopping?
Basically, yeah. Yep. We have to drive past, well, we didn't have to, but this time we drove past Polo Park, which is one of the biggest malls in the city. Do not go.
No.
Madhouse. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's just going to be busy from now till the end. But there's a lot of fun stuff going around on the city. So the zoo lights are up.
Yes.
I was telling you there's that indoor light display at Grant Park. I can't remember. They used to do it at the convention center. It's going on at Grant Park now. I don't know the details specifically.
Yeah, I don't know much about that either.
I've seen on my Instagram a few people go over the years, and it looks pretty cool. It's just basically the drive-through light thing you see at the Downs.
Yeah.
Inside, warm, you walk through it.
Yeah.
That's the best way. But it looks pretty cool. I don't have any idea of how much costs are, but if you Google light display Grant Park, I'm sure you'll find it. I don't know what else is going on.
Next weekend, I think Osborne Village Biz is having a winter market.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, you know, like, like you see like the German outdoor markets in Christmas time. They're doing something like that along Osborne. So
that's kind of a great idea. Yeah. Going to be cold.
Oh, yeah.
Bundle up.
Yeah.
But I like that idea. Yeah. I love that these markets, like, it's really become a thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of markets, Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market.
Yeah. It's coming up.
It's coming up soon, April. If you applied to be a vendor, you should hear by the end of the month.
Yeah.
Give them a little bit of credit. It's the holiday season. They have kids. That's all I'm going to say. So Em and her husband are doing their best to, you know, make it work. So I don't know. What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
We have advent calendars. Those are fun.
Yeah, I got a... I got a Funko Pop Star Wars one. It's pretty cool.
Somebody amazing got you for your birth.
Yeah, amazing person right there.
It is pretty cute, though.
Yeah.
You get like a different Christmas-themed Star Wars Funko.
Yeah.
My son has a tea advent calendar that he's ecstatic about.
That's...
Kids get weird when they hit like the 14, 15-year-old stage, hey? Like they want to be adults, so they do these weird adult things like, I'm into tea.
I'm into tea and house slippers and loungewear.
Right? I don't recognize
my son. Smoking cigars.
No. That's too far. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. I don't know. We're having a housewarming party this weekend.
Yeah, on Saturday.
So that's going to be interesting. So if you are friends of ours in the city, you're more than welcome to come over.
Yep.
Message either of one of us for deets.
Yep.
It's a Saturday afternoon till late. Just don't bring anything. Your presence is our presence, you know, that kind of thing. But
bring your own alcohol.
Yeah, we have some beer.
We have some that we're going to, you know.
We're not going to get lit as Pete is getting lit in the front yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you and I will.
Pete gets lit at 4 o'clock and he's out by 8. You know.
Talk about a happy hour, hey? He goes hard.
Yeah.
Pete goes hard. I think we should get into music.
Play some more music.
I don't have much to talk about. Okay, so... We're going to play some Temptations.
Yes. Which I think was the... Remember the California Raisins?
Yeah.
I think they did this version.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Huh. So this is...
Not the California Raisins.
The Temptation Raisins? This is actually the Temptations.
Yeah.
With Rudolph.
Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know, there's dashing and dancing and prancing and vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. The most famous reindeer. Rain.
say.
Hey, Rudolph!
You and your nose so bright.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Ooh.
In all the rain is loving.
As it shouted out with glee.
Hey, Rudolph!
Now you better be good and watch what you do because of
Santa's coming. Santa's coming.
You know that old Saint Nicholas is coming to town.
Santa's coming.
You better mind your ways and always be nice because I better tell you that.
Santa's coming.
Wow! Mommy's kissing.
Well, we'll talk over some Booker T.
Yeah.
Because that's an instrumental.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. So welcome back, Punks and Parkas 101.5.
Yes,
UMFM.
Yeah.
That was King Curtis.
With the Christmas song.
Yeah, yeah.
Before that was the Supremes.
They are Supreme.
My favorite things. Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 saw Mama kissing Santa Claus.
I'm sure she was.
Santa Claus is coming to town with the Miracles and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by the Temptations.
So festive.
Yep.
So we were just talking during that musical break. Winnipeg Pet Rescue is having their brand new opening at their new
location.
Yep. So that is where we got Zach.
Yep.
Who is the joy of our lives.
He's amazing.
Yay. Our cat is such a goober. Yep. Love him. Huge goober.
Yeah.
But honestly, I do love him. He's such a character. But Winnipeg Pet Rescue is Winnipeg's only no-kill pet rescue. They have cats and dogs.
Yes.
And birds, too. That's right. I always forget about the birds.
Yeah.
But earlier this, I guess it was in the fall, a car crashed into the building.
Yeah.
And did a pretty... I mean, it's an older building.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was kind of... good to repair it. So they've just moved down the street.
Yep.
Have
to the beautiful, Courts of
St. James. That's it.
Yep.
A beautiful location, nice and bright, roomy, new cages for the cats.
New dog pens.
Oh, and the doggos.
Yep.
So cute. Anyway, the grand opening is this Saturday, starting at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
So if you have a pet, please go down there and support them.
Yep.
Maybe pick up some food. They take any kind of donations.
Yep.
I know when Larry...
Food, litter.
Yeah, when Larry passed away, they were... You know, we were able to pass off even open food. Like, they'll take anything. And they're great people.
Yeah.
You know, so even if you can't get a pet, they're a good organization to support. But they're having their grand opening.
Yep.
I don't know what's going to be going on, but puppies.
Puppies and kittens.
Puppies and kittens.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Yep.
So we'll be there. We're going to pop in because we like to support local when we can. And they're a great organization.
Yeah.
We got, like... 8 minutes and 33, 32, 31, 30 seconds to the end of the show. So we're going to try and finish off with...
we got Booker T, we got Earth, Wind & Fire, and Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, we got Earth, Wind & Fire coming up. We got Marvin Gaye. So have a great weekend.
Yep.
Stay warm.
And clap your hands.
Clap our hands to some Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yes.
Catch you next week.
See ya.
Well, it's time... Time to bring some joy, y'all. EWF, come on. Yes. Choir, sing.
Joy to the world.
Mm-hmm. Come on. Don't stop clapping now.
Joy to the world.
Mm. Yes. That's all right. Woo! Somebody sing joy one more time.
Joy to the world.
Come on. Yes.
Joy to the world.
He says, let earth receive.